2 Timothy is the book of the ministry of the word. It has been called Paul's swan song, the deathbed communication of Paul, and his final message. In fact, it is the last inspired letter he wrote. Who is the author of 2 Timothy? Well, as I just suggested, Paul wrote this book. A whole host of ancient authors confirm that. Who were the recipients or the recipient of this book? Acts ends with Paul in prison in Rome. Evidently, he was released from that imprisonment and went to Ephesus, only to leave from there for Macedonia, where he probably wrote 1 Timothy from Philippi in 62 AD. As he anticipated, he no doubt returned to Ephesus and Macedonia. He then journeyed to the Isle of Crete, where he left Titus to continue the work there. Apparently, he then traveled to Corinth, from where he wrote Titus. After meeting Titus, he went to Spain as planned. We know that from Romans chapter 15. And after Spain, he visited Greece and Asia again, and maybe was arrested in Troas. Nero, emperor of Rome from 54 to 68 AD, was responsible for the beginning of the Roman persecution of Christians. Rumors that he was responsible for the fire that destroyed a large part of Rome caused him to use the unpopular Christians as his scapegoat. When Paul returned from Spain in 66 AD, his enemies no doubt used the official Roman position against Christians against Paul. This time, since some believers failed to support Paul after his arrest, and no one was with him at his first defense before the imperial court, he felt abandoned by almost everyone. He was in a cold Roman cell. He was regarded as a criminal without hope of acquittal. Under these circumstances, Paul wrote 2 Timothy in the fall of 67 AD, hoping that Timothy would be able to visit him before winter. When Paul wrote 1 Timothy, Timothy was in Ephesus dealing with difficult disciples. That situation is the backdrop of 2 Timothy. In 2 Timothy, Timothy is still in Ephesus. Some of that old problem is left, but the issue is not so much that as the dark days. For one thing, Paul was facing martyrdom, and beyond that, these were perilous days indeed. So the recipient of 2 Timothy is Timothy. What is the subject? The subject of 2 Timothy is fulfilling your ministry or being faithful to the ministry that God has given you. Added to that, throughout the book, there is repeated reference to difficult days, that is, persecution from without and defection from within. So the theme is, in dark days, make sure you fulfill your ministry. What is the structure of the book? How does the author take the subject of fulfilling your ministry and developing it in the book? 2 Timothy is in the form of an ancient letter with one minor exception. It does not have the customary prayer which usually follows the thanksgiving. The body of the book is a series of commands. An outline might look something like this. The overall literary structure of the whole book consists of a salutation, thanksgiving, a prologue, the body of the book, an epilogue, and personal greetings and a benediction. Let's focus on the body of the book. There are three charges in the body of the book. The first is that Timothy is to commit the word to faithful men. Paul covers that in chapter 2, verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 13. The second charge is that Timothy is to correct the aorists that are at Ephesus. That's in chapter 2, verse 14 through verse 26. And finally, the third charge in the body of the book is that Timothy is to continue preaching the word. He's to continue in the word in his personal life and in his public ministry. That's chapter 3, verse 1 through chapter 4, verse 8. So Paul takes this subject of fulfilling your ministry, and he tells Timothy to commit the word to faithful teachers, to correct those who are in error, and to continue in the word himself. What are the purposes of this book? The first purpose of 2 Timothy is to strengthen Timothy. Rome had outlawed Christianity. The Apostle Paul was about to be executed. Some had deserted him. Though Timothy was an experienced and seasoned veteran, under this pressure, especially in light of the fact that he was about to lose his spiritual father, he too was susceptible to discouragement. Perhaps there is a hint of fear and shame in Timothy. Thus, Paul writes to Timothy to strengthen and encourage him. The second purpose of 2 Timothy is to summons Timothy to Rome as soon as possible. Perhaps Paul also needed Mark, John Mark, for ministry, as well as his cloak, his books, and the parchments that he left at Troas. To sum up what we've said, Paul wrote to Timothy to encourage him to fulfill the ministry in spite of persecution and defection, and to summons him to come to Rome. The spiritual lesson for us is that all believers are in the ministry, and they should fulfill that ministry even in dark, difficult days. Remember, 2 Timothy is the book of the ministry of the Word.